An unwelcome countdown in Florida. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Hurricane Ian could hit Florida's Gulf Coast as a major hurricane as soon as Wednesday. But the governor says it's about 500 miles wide, so the effects could begin much sooner and impact much of the state, even without landfall.
Some counties have begun issuing evacuation orders or voluntary evacuations.
Thousands of National Guard members from Florida and several other states already activated to help.
Governor Ron DeSantis warning Floridians they could start to feel the effects of Ian for the next 36 hours prior to that landfall. He says if you live anywhere near the water, you should be looking for shelter 20 miles inland, whether that's staying with a family, a friend, or at one of the more than 50 shelters that should be opening up later this week.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez in Tampa. Former U.S. security contractor Edward Snowden now has Russian citizenship. He's among the four nationals listed on a decree signed by President Putin today. Snowden has been living in Russia for nearly a decade now to escape prosecution in the U.S. after leaking classified documents on government surveillance programs. He had already been granted permanent residency in Russia. A deadly mass shooting at a school in central Russia where the gunman killed himself after killing 15 people, including 11 children. Officials say he was a patient at a psychiatric facility and used non-lethal handguns adapted to fire real bullets. The World Series champion Atlanta Braves visit the White House.
Five times World Series in a decade, 14 straight division titles, and now the Braves will be forever remembered for the unstoppable, joyful run that this team made last year.
President Biden also paying tribute to the team's community service, including help for the hungry, veterans, and children. He says sports brings people together and can inspire them to do better by the power of their example. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A younger age group may soon be eligible for the latest COVID vaccine.
Pfizer has officially asked the Food and Drug Administration to allow an updated COVID booster to be given to kids aged 5 to 11. Its Omicron-targeted booster shot is already available for those who are 12 and up. Moderna has released an updated booster for BA4 and BA5 Omicron variants as well. The FDA's vaccine chief said last week that he expected a decision on the Pfizer boosters for the 5 to 11 age group soon. Pfizer also announced a new study of the Omicron-focused booster in even younger kids, those aged 6 months through 4 years old. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk has a date with lawyers for Twitter, expected to spend several days this week answering questions in a deposition ahead of a trial next month over his effort to back out of the deal to buy Twitter, which is suing to try to force Musk to go through with the acquisition. A former NASCAR champ shifts gears again.
2 years since he retired from NASCAR, where he was a seven-time champion, Jimmy Johnson told the Associated Press he's retiring from full-time racing. Johnson had switched to the IndyCar circuit, but won't return for a second full season with Chip Ganassi Racing. 47-year-old said he intends to spend more time with his family, but will still compete in some races. Johnson told the AP, "I've got a blank sheet of paper, and we can now see what opportunities exist and start making a calendar." While Johnson said he does not have that passion, any pit in his stomach of something left unfinished, to commit to a full season, he indicated he may try to race the double, the Indy 500 and NASCAR's Coca-Cola 600 the same day, 1,100 miles.
Fox's Jared Max. Johnson's also interested in a planned NASCAR race through the streets of Chicago. Chicago next year. A deepening sell-off on Wall Street as two central banks in England and Canada talk tough about the need to hike interest rates to lower inflation. Right now, the Dow's down 273. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.